Good afternoon, Patriots. It is Wednesday, February 27th. I am praying medic. Donald Trump is still your president, and we are still winning. This is my Q broadcast for the day. Those of you following along at home, you can find Q posts on qmap.pub, qanon.pub, and other websites. Those of you who have Android phones, if you'd like to get an Android app, that'll give you a little notification when Q is busy. You can get the Q Drops and Q Alerts apps in the Play Store. My theme is We Are at War. All right, so we've got a story with Lisa Murkowski. She announced her support of a bill that is intended to block the president's plan to build a wall on the southern border. This is a bill that was passed by the House. It moved on to the Senate. We'll have to see if it passes there, but it'll likely be vetoed by the president and probably not going to amount to a whole lot. However, with that news, Q posted some old pictures from Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. Dianne Feinstein badgering Murkowski in the halls of Congress, and Q posted a link to that article, Puppet and Puppet Master, Q. Yes, actually I think they're both puppets, but I get the point. Q posted an old image of Donald Trump and Spike Lee. Exactly when did Spike Lee find out that Trump was a racist and a white supremacist? Good question. Q wrote Truth versus Lies, the propaganda war for your mind. Q. One of the Anons said about Spike Lee, that was the minute that Trump ran against the Clinton machine. Another Anon said, of course, Anons already knew this. Hope things in Vietnam are going well. God bless you all. All right, Q then posted this, and this was on the 26th. In brackets and bold, we have internal civil war. All-out assault against the duly elected president of the United States. We have never experienced anything like this in our history. Treason and sedition at the highest levels of office throughout many departments. And in brackets, we have F and D. I believe that means foreign and domestic. Propaganda arm of the fake news media is in brackets. Of the D party in full attack mode, no facts, only statements. Propaganda arm, fake news media, of the D party, prevent, limit, sheep, you, from learning the truth. Propaganda arm, fake news media, of the D party, retain control of the narrative, control over you. House Dems in full attack mode, no facts, only statements. Senate Dems in full attack mode, no facts, only statements. This is their last stand. Fear of prosecution. Fear of the public learning the truth. Fear of losing power. Bribes, blackmail, threats, etc. All being deployed. We are at war. Q. And the war continues as President Trump is in Vietnam meeting with Kim Jong-un today to discuss denuclearization of North Korea. We have his former attorney, Cohen, who is a convicted liar. He was actually convicted for lying to Congress, who has been in Congress yesterday. He's in there today. I think he's going to be testifying again tomorrow. I know the enemies of the president are getting everything they can out of him to attempt to control the news cycle and narrative and make it look as if the president is desperate and struggling. Q posted this. It's a meme. Six explosive Uranium-1 facts. Secretary Clinton betrayed America. Number one, the former head of Russia's uranium company made four hidden donations to the Clinton Foundation, totaling $2.35 million. Number two, Bill Clinton begged a $500,000 speech in Moscow, paid for by a Kremlin-backed bank. Number three, FBI has uncovered evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering. Number four, the Clinton Foundation received $145 million from foreign investors involved in the uranium deal. Number five, FBI agents have an eyewitness and documents to support the most explosive parts of the Uranium One story. Number six, Clinton mega donor Frank Holmes lied about selling Uranium One before Clinton approved the Russian transfer. After Q posted that meme, he wrote, "When the real truth regarding Russian collusion is right in front of you, but the fake news media prevents public awareness. Conformity and behavior, Q." So I think we're going back to this post that Q dropped a while ago, and it said, keep public interest high regarding Uranium One and Loretta Lynch in the tarmac meeting, because now that we have William Barr in as Attorney General, and we're going to be getting reports from the Inspector General and hopefully John Huber, I think Uranium One and the tarmac meeting are going to be coming back in the news. All right, one of the Anons wrote this, feeling like Anons in the U.S. will be up late tonight following POTUS and Q in Vietnam. Q reposted that drop and wrote, it's going to be historic, planned long ago, minus 21 is in brackets. Within the next 21 days, big, big happenings are going to take place. Q. So what is going to take place? Some of you may have caught my Periscope broadcast last night, talked a little bit about what I think will happen in the next 21 days. But with the end of the Mueller investigation in sight, once the Mueller report has been released to Congress and once it's been made public, once the president has been exonerated of any guilt, then the Department of Justice, they can declassify documents. The Inspector General's report will be released. We're going to see a lot more of the truth of the corruption that happened under the Obama administration, and then we're going to see justice. Q posted this. It is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Q. And then we have last night. In this report from Ed Henry from Hanoi, where the president is meeting with Kim Jong-un, there was a photo displayed showing the inside of the hotel. Now I'll let you listen to this clip, and then we'll go on to Q's post about it.
With President Trump, but later is the main event. This will happen about 7 p.m. local time here, 7 a.m. back home where you are. So when you're having breakfast, President Trump will be having dinner with Kim Jong-un at the Metropole Hotel. It's a very famous hotel, French colonial style. Look at that picture on the right. I got this exclusively from a source who's inside the hotel. It appears to be where the leaders will be having dinner. You can see it's very close and intimate, just a few seats, as Kristen Fisher said and reported earlier. The president, secretary of state, chief of staff, Kim Jong-un and his counterparts. We got some other photos from inside the hotel. We'll be showing them as well. 1 a.m. Eastern, I'll be reporting all night live. You see the flag.
That photo was also posted last night by the TikTok by Bloomberg account. And you can see here, there's this long table with the white tablecloth on it and the flowers in the foreground. There's other pictures over here as well. There was four pictures total that were posted. Those photos were posted by Derek Wallbank, who is a Bloomberg reporter, in response to that previous tweet by TikTok Bloomberg. Derek Wallbank wrote this, I found a side door that wasn't blocked off and I went through. I took some photos. I'm a 6 foot two bald American dude wearing two press credentials. So anywho, here it is, what appears to be the dinner table set for Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Well, interestingly enough, if you look in this image, you can see a reflection. You can see sort of over here to the left, there's a purple and white checkerboard pattern. Now it looks like a sleeve of a shirt. And this is the table that they had set for Kim and the president for the following night. And this is a picture of Derek Wallbank. Notice the shirt, and this is a photo from his Twitter page. The reason this is relevant is all of these photos which were reported to have been taken by Mr. Walbank and which showed up in that Fox clip, showed up on Q's board last night. And you can see them all here. They're all high-resolution images. After that was posted, and we don't know exactly who posted this because that person logged in anonymously. Then another Anon posted this. Did Anons catch this at the end of Laura Ingraham? Ed Henry, reporting from Hanoi, told Laura, look at that picture on the right. I got this exclusively from a source inside the hotel. That would have been Mr. Walbank. Pick related is from my TV. I had to rewind to listen again. Sorry for the poor quality. All right, you've already heard that. Then Q was testing various devices last night. And in the middle of a test, Q wrote, Anons have the originals. How is that possible? Test 6, Q. And this was in response to this post right here. So here is a reminder from last year about Q's images. Q posted this on June 10th. Every single picture posted is original. Pulled, wiped, or taken. Think about what that means, Q. Some people get in the habit of thinking that Q's team or the president are the ones taking the pictures. Sometimes pictures are actually taken, probably from the NSA file, and they're then posted on the board. I think Q is just trolling the mainstream media to let them know, hey, we have access to all of your pictures. All right, so then Q posted test 7. This was test 6 up here. Then we have test 8. Then we have test 12 and 11, which came in at exactly the same time. This is at 22:03 and 22 seconds. That is interesting that Q has two devices. You can tell they're two different devices because they have different user ID numbers. But both devices posted on the board at exactly the same time, right down to the second. I found that somewhat interesting. And then you have test 11 and test 12, but test 10 hit the board 4 seconds later than these two posts, 11 and 12, due obviously to system lag. For those of you who are keeping notes at home, missing from the sequence of tests that began on February 25th, we have test 3, no test 1, and no test 2. We have no test 4 or 5. We have a test 6, 7, test 8, no test 9. We have a test 10, 11, and 12. That is all I have for today. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Thank you for sharing this on social media. Thank you for your love and support. If you're listening to this on YouTube and you have not yet gone to my website and signed up for updates, you might want to do that. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast. This is Praying Medic out.